Ed Munster describes the YMCA as an organization that's not just for the young, not just for men, and not just for Christians. It's an organization that serves everyone, young and old, men and women, regardless of their faith. It is in that spirit the YMCA decided to locate its new $20 million headquarters on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, just a couple of blocks west of the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. In addition to serving as headquarters, the new facility will house its Head Start early education program and serve about 70 children in the neighborhood. Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed said the wise decision to move to Vine City is a concrete example that efforts to rejuvenate marginal neighborhoods on the west side are beginning to take off. There is much to celebrate with the wise decision to become even more vested in the communities it serves. But, speaking for myself, I'm disappointed the Y wasn't able to incorporate the preservation of Jordan Hall in its plans. One of my biggest fears for the West Side is that its rich history will be erased as new investments are made. YMCA leaders say they studied options to save Jordan Hall, but decided it was more cost-effective to build new. But say they will look for ways to pay homage to the building's history. Most recently, Jordan Hall was part of the Morris Brown College campus, but it began as the Edmund Asa Ware Elementary School, one of the first schools in the city to educate African-American students. It was named after the first president of Atlanta University. The Y still needs to get permits to move forward with its plans. It hopes to move into the new building by the summer of 2018. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the Y and community leaders could find a way to preserve the area's past while welcoming the future?